As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hello, and welcome back to the ASAP Week. The ASAP Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, Lazero Wabs. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I had to cut and change from weekly back to ASAP.
We're just ASAP Rocket League podcast.
I know, but I just like it's even worse because like we've not been on the air, quote unquote, for a while now. So
live
it's like
and in person,
live and in person. Yes, mm-hmm. We are live in color, living in mm-hmm. color. We're living in this world, this Rocket League world that has way too much to catch up on. April episode, so we're probably. Yeah. Double trouble coming in this May. The bigger thing will not be the recording of these episodes, is me getting them out within a reasonable time frame from when we record. So we'll see my motivation after this. No, it's not even motivation. I look around in my room and I can immediately tell like my state of mind depending on how much of a mess my room is. It's a pretty big mess. Hopefully either one of two things is gonna happen. My room will be cleaned or this episode will go up.
Either way, you're doing something.
Which I have managed to do at least is in the pre-show, because I am also managing a soccer team. Did manage to get players up and registered on the website. Nice. So at least that is a thing that has happened. One task completed today. Multitasking here.
As long as you're procrastinating in a way that's productive, it doesn't matter, right? We can just ignore the things that...
Yes, we can ignore the things. And the one thing you can ignore is the fact that I do want to give an update. I am back in champ, both in twos and threes.
Ooh.
And I had a long break from the game, came back, played, and this was just... like, I don't know if you ever get that feeling where you just feel like everything is like working, mm-hmm. but... It was like a pretty close game. I'm not necessarily scoring more goals, but I'm the top of the leaderboard. And it's like, I feel like when you have those games, it's like, oh no, you're just doing a lot of the right decisions consistently, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So I just wanted to give that update. It just felt like I was doing all the right decisions. I think I have the speed flip down. Good. I still don't know half the time if it actually is the speed flip or not. You know what I mean?
And you never will.
And I never will, but but it is a thing that happens. I think it's an efficient flip. But I'm zooming around. I am a champ player once again.
Congratulations.
Can't stop me. Can't stop me now. Yes.
Well done. Well done for making it back to champ, for being a slightly better player, for not being a diamond.
Wow. Yeah, are you a GC? That's the question I have for you.
Yeah, I am a GC in both. I got that today.
Oh, sick. That's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah. I haven't been GC in threes like in a while.
That's right, we waited for this podcast because guess what, Wab said GC, and that was totally why we were waiting for this podcast.
Yeah, that's why
recorded.
That's it's been
I literally told Wabs,
I can't record if I'm not GC.
I literally told him, I'm like, we're not recording till the day you hit GC again, all right? Because we need some representation in the higher levels of this game, so we feel like we have the right to actually talk about it.
Yes, yeah, because otherwise it's fake and we're both just champ players that are talking about nothing we know about because champ players don't know anything.
Even though champ is like top, what, 5% of the game?
It depends on which champ.
10, 5, 10. Still,
I think it's 10.
Still good. 10, like, I think people need to also remember this. Like, I think people forget about this. Mm-hmm. Being the top 10% in any game is actually insane. Like, I need to stress this enough. Like, or sorry, I don't think we stress this enough. That's the expression. Top 10% in any discipline thing in life is crazy.
That is true. That is. Have I ever talked about this conversation that I had with one of my friends in physics?
No.
Back when I was doing my physics degree in fourth year, talking with a master's student.
I was going to say, I'm saying no, but like also
there's a good chance
we have about, what mm-hmm. is it? Like 5,000 hours of us recorded uh-huh. conversations.
But I don't talk about me much.
It might be. Listen, anyway, tell the story.
If not,
tell you the story, and then I won't remember whether you told me this on a podcast or just separately.
Okay, just listen to Wab story time for a second. So me and this master's student friend, me fourth year physics student friend's first year master's, we're sitting in a lab, we're doing some physics, just talking, saying whatever we're thinking about because that's what you do when you're, you know, doing research. It's great, and we're just talking about some of the stuff that, like, some of the classes I think that I was taking. He was reminiscing about how awful they were, and I'm talking about how awful they are. And at some point, I'm like, or he goes, "Yeah, I don't actually think I'm that good at math." And then I'm like, "I don't think I'm bad at math. I think I'm okay at it." And then both of us kind of sit there for half a second, and we're like, "Wait, we did degrees in, we essentially have degrees in math. Like, we could change a couple of course codes and get degrees in math. And we're saying that we're not great. We're like literally top 1%, maybe top 5 in the world of people who are currently doing math. And we don't think of ourselves as good." And that was just kind of a half second of realization for us, being like, why don't we think that we're good? And then we had a discussion about, you know, the people that you surround yourself with and how you're comparing yourself to others and blah, blah, blah. And why that changes things and why you think you're bad, because there are people around you that are genuinely the top 0.001% or higher, i.e. Messi. And then, yeah, that just reminded me of you saying that, like, top 10% is genuinely very good. In a room of 100 people, you're the 10th.
Can I just say as well, separately, mm-hmm. speaking of math specifically,
yeah.
Like, I'm teaching, you know, the universe, what would be the American standard? Would it be AP math? Is that how they say it? Or no?
We have
is
AP. Just,
what's the...
AP's different.
Is it AP? AP's different. AP's like way, way more, way more crazy. Is that the gifted program?
Yeah. AP is... Okay. Well, no, they think you're thinking IB.
That is, I am thinking, is, well, yeah. Whatever the university level math is, mm-hmm. right?
So I'm teaching level it in your school.
And I'm like, there are like people in there that like do not make a mistake on the test. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you are way better than I ever was at school or ever will be at learning anything. Mm-hmm. And that's consistent habits from probably like grade 2 or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
But... And so I'm like, is this like kid actually just smarter than me, you know, at the math I'm trying to teach? But then I'm like going through a question and I'm like, no, I do this in 15 minutes and get like, you know, essentially I get maybe a question thing. I need to like go through and be like, oh, that was wrong. I have to switch. But mm-hmm. I do it in 15 minutes, you know, yep. like
you're rushing through.
I'm like while they're doing their tests, I'm half paying attention and I'm just kind of making my answer sheet. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of like, I'm like, oh, wait, no, okay. No, I actually, it's kind of gift giving in the sense that it's like, oh yeah, no, if you just spend like another 10 years, like if you're someone who got 60s, in grade 11, 12, Like, I swear if you spent, like, if for some reason math was your thing and you spent 10 years in math, oh, you'd be way better than all the other kids that were doing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think that just gives you hope. And I think a lot of the kids, the problem is, why do they have 60s in grade, you know, 11? And what is it, junior? How do the American system works? I think it's junior. You know what? We're Canadian here, okay? Enough of this. Sorry, about 20 different thoughts went through my head, by the way, of ways I could branch out for here, but we're gonna stick to the topic. So essentially the idea is like, oh no, you started trying 6 months ago. Like, I'm sorry, I know kids that, like, and you don't have the capacity that a 6 year old has for learning anything, right? So
I wish
your
I did.
Level of learning of the subject that you decided to start learning seriously, like, you're getting outpaced. You're going to be outpaced by any 6 year old that was going to learn it if you're at the same level. But even if you're not trying, you're definitely better than a 6 year old. So at least you have a little bit going for you. But the point is, you need the 10 years. You know, you need to fill in the gaps that we're really missing, and then you can do it. Like, now I do trig identities, and I'm like, I had no idea how to do these at all when I was in high school. And Northern University proofs always sucked for me. I could probably do some proofs now, and I'm actually pretty happy with that.
Nice.
I
love proofs. This is a Rocket League podcast, by the way. I love proofs. There's so much fun just being like, well, let me play with math for a little bit. Let me do a puzzle.
It is a puzzle. That's all
it is. Literally,
like,
just
once you know, though, like, you have to be comfortable enough to be like, you have to have a basic grasp of the idea that, oh, this is a puzzle. This isn't like a find the thing. It's like, oh no, here are your choices. I think the thing that prevented me from doing proofs at university is my base level had a lot of gaps specific to solving those proofs. So, well, if you have a puzzle and you're missing
half
key chunks, you can't complete the puzzle, but once you have them, you can actually have fun with it.
To bring this back to Rocket League for a second, this is the same as, like, literally just all of Rocket League, by the way. If you're trying to learn something, or, like, actually, let me ask you, how many hours in Rocket League do you currently have?
It's over 3,000 though.
Is it over 3,000?
It must be. If I didn't cross the threshold, it was very close. Here, let me check while we keep talking here.
Because I have 3,500, and, like, I still feel like that's low for, well, I still feel like it's not enough to be GC. But also, I feel like I have a lot of wasted time, especially in the more recent years. And when I say wasted, I mean, like, time that isn't dedicated to becoming better.
Yeah, I have 3,000. But yes, to you.
It was time that I was just enjoying the game. It's not that it's actually wasted. It's wasted in terms of potential growth.
You know where it's not wasted? It's not wasted in potential fun. Am I right?
Exactly. I was having fun with that time, and that's what I wanted. So, like, I could be definitely better. But that's still 3,500 hours. That's why when I started learning flip resets like a year ago, not even actually, like, definitely less than a year ago, I was able to pick it up mostly up to, like, a usable degree in at least training and sometimes in game within 300 hours less of just free play practice, not actually, like, specifically focused on learning flip resets at all. But if you're trying to pick up flip resets just starting, you have like 500 hours in the game, you're like, you know what, this is really cool, this is what all the pros are doing, that's going to take you probably another 500 hours or more just to learn how to do that and not even learn how to do the rest of your car control. And going back to math, that's it. You need your basics. You need everything else to work around with it. And that's why the student that has been doing math very consistently, daily to weekly, actively doing their math problems, is able to do grade 11 maths or grade 12 math relatively simply and not make any mistakes on a test. And somebody else that's putting in the same amount of time now is going to get a 60. It's because you don't have that same basis, that same background knowledge that is working to build a lot of the rest of the stuff that you're actually making, rather than building the basic knowledge that is expected, you're building that new knowledge. That's the difference.
And I find, hold your thought if you can, Labs. Mm-hmm. I find, the big thing for me as well is, I'm seeing Rocket League, but, all the other disciplines, like sports and any kind of academics, is, the knowledge to technique/mechanic practice is, it always has to go up together. Mm-hmm. I think, the more I think about it, the more it all kind of has to move up at the same speed. Mm. And I'm thinking, because I'm just thinking about, we have these conversations, you don't need mechanics. Or it's like, no, it's like, if you ever want to progress, you do have to have those mechanics, or do have to move them up. But if you succeed only on knowledge, right, and understanding of the game, mm-hmm. And then when you hit the plateau of the mechanics, it is so unbelievably far from where your mechanical skill is that it will take you a lot longer to catch up. Right. And you're like, mm-hmm. what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm making all the right things. It's like, yes, but your options in certain situations, or your mm-hmm. ability to get back to certain situations, is so incredibly low. Right. Mm-hmm. That you are stuck. The reason you are stuck is because your mechanics had not moved up to the same speed. Now, the same thing I feel happens if you go technique and mechanics really quickly, is you don't really have an understanding of the rotation of the game. You don't really have an understanding of prediction. In Rocket League, saving boosts, using boosts, all those other little understanding skills, right? You don't have those, so you get by just running around like crazy. And then you get to a point where it's like, oh yeah, your mechanical skill, that's great. It's great you can run around and hit the ball. You are costing your team games mm-hmm. for not doing the simple, understanding things. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the theory that I've made up now on May 19th, so we'll see when I release this episode, but May 19th, 2025, is that I do think the most natural growth is the mechanics and knowledge going up at the same pace. And I think too often I have overkilled one and not done enough of the other. And then that gap, catching that gap, the thing where it feels stale, like you haven't moved for 6 months to a year, mm-hmm. is because one of them is so demonstrably below that you will not move up until it catches up, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it feels like you're not progressing as much. While I feel like if you had a more balanced mechanics to knowledge and understanding of the game, especially as you're getting to higher levels and there's new things being introduced, right? If there's all kind of balanced, if your general curve is kind of like maybe a little less steep, but it's still kind of linear, right? With the two levels, it's not going up or down for the other. Mm-hmm. Then I think it might feel like a much more natural progression.
I think that makes a lot of sense, actually. And where do I want to go with this? There's two options that I'm trying to figure out.
Well, say what you were going to say originally, because my theory is a theory I just created right now, and
I'll still go with this. What I was going to say originally is just put in your time, put in your hours. But as for this theory that you've just made up, this is basically flow state. It's not flow state is never going to be something that is purely mechanical. It's not never going to be something that's purely knowledgeable or understanding. It's actual flow state in terms of the theory behind it, is the point at which you are not necessarily considering or having to consider all of the things that are going on around the background knowledge, because it's all, I'm going to say, sedimented well. It's understanding that is there. It's knowledge that is there. It's ability that is there. And so you have the chance to not have to think. And so you have that possibility for that sudden and genuinely beautiful possibility of new things being developed. that's it. Like that's the flow state. It's, you don't have to think because it's all working in a way that you don't have to think about it. And you, if you try to think about it, it stops working, which is very funny about it. But without, like what you're saying with that mismatch is that there is, like, I feel like having a mismatch would kind of necessitate not allowing flow state to exist. Because either you would be in the wrong, like Rocket League base focused, you'd either be in the wrong spot so you can't use the mechanics that you've developed because your understanding is wrong, or your understanding is correct and you're not able to do what you need to do, and so you can't reach that point of flow. Regardless of that mismatch, it will force you to not be able to exist in a state of like genuinely good play and also genuinely good learning play, like that point of being able to learn or play well. And I think it's possibly because of that mismatch. And do keep in mind that like that flow state doesn't matter on where you are. Anybody, bronzes can reach flow state if they have enough basis. SSLs, Zens, whatever, can reach flow state. And that is not skill or like where you are, like dependent on where you are. It's just dependent on whatever's happening around you. If you're at that level, that is correct. And you're now able to exceed it.
Mm.
But that mismatch matters. And I like that you're bringing it up.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever brought anything up about that, because we've always like harped on like, oh, you should do the both things, right? But like, mm-hmm. I've just realized something, Wabs.
Mm-hmm.
I cheesed to platinum.
Yeah, you did.
Crazy.
You also cheesed to champ.
How did I cheese to champ though?
That was when you started thinking a lot more about theory. And you lost the mechanical edge because you cheesed to platinum through mechanics, and then you cheesed to champ through knowledge.
And that's why I'm hard stuck champ.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, don't worry, I did the same thing. I cheesed to GC because like my knowledge is it's been well above, and that's why I started trying to learn how to actually do stuff. But yeah, we're just a bunch of cheesers. And I think everybody probably is.
No, but I think the point that we're trying to make is that you, like, I'm not doing either right now. And so the balance is in the fact that neither is going up. So it's actually probably letting me settle mm-hmm. where I am naturally. And so I'm probably never going to go past, like, I'm never going to go back into champ 2 if I just play a couple games all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I'm not doing necessarily is creating this like weird balance where I don't feel like I'm not in the right place for my level when I'm sure. playing games. Like that's it feels fair. everything makes sense to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. For me, getting back to GC, mm-hmm. it was being slightly less mad about what everybody else is doing. And the reason that I was slightly less mad about it is because I took a month off. Once again, let me repeat myself from the 17 other times I've said it after a month break. Sometimes you just need to take a month break. Have some external reason that you cannot play the game for a little bit. And when mm-hmm. you come back, you'll be like, especially if you're slumping, when you come back, you'll be slightly worse than you were, which allows you to be better than everybody else to the right amount. And then you can move up again.
It actually feels nice because it's like you move up for a little bit and it's like the break. I don't know. It's like... I don't know. I feel like I lost where my point was going, but anyway, that's fine. Yeah, I think we had a good. What would we call this?
That was a good beginner's corner.
Beginner's corner. You're
it
gonna
works
go...
for everyone, but it's a good. Honestly, that's just a teacher's corner.
Mm-hmm.
That was us talking about teaching for a little bit.
No, but it is a knowledge acquisition, which I think is the is the name of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And making sure that you're doing it effectively. This is why coaches help, by the way. You can figure it out on your own, but it's not the easiest.
And like, let's be clear, like every famous person, Messi and Ronaldo and all those like famous players, yeah, mm-hmm. you think they didn't have coaches?
They probably had multiple.
Multiple.
at the same time, not even just over their lives, like at the same time. Yeah, coaches matter. People to help you matters.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, talk about esports?
Yeah, want to talk about esports?
Yeah, Wabs, I gave it a long enough pause that you were about to do something you vowed never to do.
I've done this a lot, so I don't know why you would ever say that is something I vowed never to do.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anyway.
Oh, yes. That was just a staring contest right there.
Yeah, but you see, here's the secret to winning a staring contest.
Mm-hmm.
You don't participate in it.
Well, you just did, so get wrecked. Now make that transition. You want to know who wrecked recently? I'll lose the staring contest this time. Is Casey, as always. Casey is always Casey, wrecked. For the... Unsurprisingly, Casey, once again, the winners of a major. Literally, who's surprised? I actually don't really know what to... There's a lot of things that we can talk about with esports, but also, like, there's so little. Because Carmen Core is just always better. And they're just always going to be better. And that's what Rocket League is right now.
Rocket League is just Carmen Core is better. Like, that's the whole of the scene. Wabs, explain to me how this happened. That's what I want to know.
All right. Where were we last time? When last we last time. Left off, where were
the Dream Ballsy.
We were prepping, yeah. We were prepping Birmingham, right? Like, we actually knew all the teams that were there, everything that happened, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's start off with the major and how incredible my predictions were.
Right, you got all them right. There's something like that happened.
I either got all of them or I got seven of them, and I want someone to check and remember it because I don't.
You got all of them right, as far as we're concerned.
Because, okay, here's the top eight as they come in. It's Vitality, yeah. KC, NRG, Ultimates, Furia, Falcons, GK, and Twisted Minds.
Okay.
I know for a fact that I said Falcons and Twisted Minds, and those were like the two semi-iffies. Ultimates, I am fairly sure I said. I don't think I said Gen G because that would be insane, and you said Gen G because you're insane. Mm-hmm. The only one that I'm not sure about was Dignitas and GK. I don't know if I had Dignitas or GK as the eighth spot in my top eight. And the problem with this is that they went to game five and it was a coin toss as to who wins that anyway. So I don't mind that. I don't mind that my top eight was a coin flip between the top two or the two teams that had a coin flip to win. Mm-hmm. The only game five on that in the fifth round. I just want to say, if you're not listening to me, you probably shouldn't anyway, because like, I don't really know what I'm talking about. I just got lucky. Because as for not knowing what I'm talking about, somehow the Ultimates actually popped off. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this. I know. Explain to me like I'm five.
Okay. So the Ultimates, the team that is It used to be NRG, am I right? Mm-hmm. First Killer Chronic LJ. They are NA's second best. Yeah. I think mm-hmm. most people would be comfortable saying that they're NA's second best. That might change up in the next like 3 weeks. But yes, NRG is number one. NRG's been number one in NA. Ultimates is number two. Ultimates has arguably strongly been number two for a while. That's why I did call you out for your pick of Gen G over, I think, them. Because it was like, that's insane. That's a never happening thing. And then it almost happened. But the Ultimates did perform very, very well.
Listen, yeah. If there's one thing you can bet on me betting, it's me betting on the other dog.
That's fair. But you really shouldn't when it comes to majors.
I feel like I have a 55 to 60% over what it should be for me, you know? Like what I should be getting out of these. I feel like I tend to, like, when it's an underdog, I bet on the underdog, I tend to do better than most humans, you know? That's what I feel like I'm in the top 10% of people who bet on the terrible bet, you know?
That's pretty good. Top 10%. Well done.
Maybe top 40. But
I think you're in the top 90%. So like, well done. That's good.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So Ultimates, what was surprising about this though, is that they did beat NRG. And kind of in decent fashion. I missed a lot of these because I was actively moving at this time, so I don't remember too much. But the fact that Ultimates is present in the grand finals for this, one, makes a big difference in how I want to be rating them, because like, I've always wanted to be an NRG hater and they just keep on performing and are just the number one, but I've always wanted to hate on them. Atomic Beast Mode Daniel has been a team that I want to not like, and I don't know if I've ever said this before. But I really don't want to like them. I don't want to keep on picking NRG, but I know I have to because they are the best team in NA. KC is the best team. But if Ultimates can genuinely make that push, can kind of open up that number one seed, that best in North America, yeah, then we have something coming up. We have something to look forward to. We'll come back to this, by the way.
We will.
We'll come back to this soon. Don't worry. So me coming out of this tournament is like, I really want Ultimates to continue performing, see how they end up showing into the next major, see how they end up showing into the finals with good points coming out. What I am sad about, though, is almost twofold. Mainly Falcons. Because Falcons did not make top 4. And I wanted Falcons to make top 4. I wanted them to make top 2. But they were... Yeah. What I...
What were they, Wabs?
This is a problem that happens every single year, and honestly every single major, and I fall for it every time because I fully commit to this and I'm very happy to fall for this, and I will be falling for it next year, and I'm gonna continue doing it every single year. Everybody's like looking at MENA and saying that this is just such a good region, they're so good, because if you ever watch their stuff, like if you ever watch a MENA tournament, they're so good. They're such a good region. And then we get to the world stage and they're not. They're just not there. And this has happened.
Is there a reason this has happened though?
Is there a reason? Because they
were the poster child of coming out of nowhere and becoming like one of these dominant regions, and just that potential has never been quite fulfilled. Like they've done better than every other region compared to NA and EU. But yeah.
Okay. You would say so, but also Furia got fourth. Furia beat Vitality.
That's true.
Which is only one game out. Like it's it was a one game difference. Furia won in the best of seven, or in game seven, and Falcons lost in the game seven. And maybe you can argue that it was a seeding issue, that because NRG faced Karmine Corps, Karmine Corps is guaranteed to win that game because it's Karmine Corps, and so NRG falls, and then Falcons have to face them. But also, they could have just done better earlier and not lost two games lost their second game to Ultimates. Like, they
are you
could
saying
have
it's
better.
A skill issue, Evs?
It is a skill issue. It's actually a skill issue, and it's always been a skill issue with meta. And like, do better. You're supposed to be doing better. I want to believe. This is the opposite of NRG. I want to believe. I want to believe in meta. I don't want to believe in NRG. But NRG keeps on beating meta, and I don't like it. Yeah. That's where I'm at. That's what my life has come to.
That you want NRG to lose. I mean, it is interesting. Wow. So are you just officially an NA hater, or?
I've always been an NA hater. This has never been a secret. This has never been a secret. If anybody thinks I've ever liked NA, they were listening back in Cloud9 days, and I don't even know if I was talking about it back then. Like,
now. We do have to be very careful, because I do feel like you've ridden the G2 bandwagon before. Now, the other option is that it was actually Cursor, and I'm just forgetting it.
Did I ever ride in the G2 bandwagon?
When they won the NA, the Rizzo retirement tour?
I think I've hopped on briefly, just for like some hype moments. But in terms of actual teams that I like in NA, like... that I would pick over an EU team. I think that only happened in like 2019 when NA was actually good. Because it's been that long.
Okay, so there's another thing that I've learned, okay? And the reason that I feel like you're having a lot of trouble, mm-hmm. like really appreciating Mina right now. Mm-hmm. I think you just like people who win.
Yeah, that's my problem. I like people who win, other than NRG.
And now, I do want you to know that mm-hmm. there are certain cultures where that is like very much like when you choose someone, right? Like the person who wins, like that is the value placement. Just, are you a winner? And I just don't know, Wabs, if you want to be associated with that culture.
Okay, I don't associate with that culture. Especially because my favorite player is Itachi. And that should end the conversation.
Now I wonder if you, I, and the person who is listening to this... actually, I'm going to guarantee that none of us are thinking of the same thing.
I can say that in any case, that's correct. I'm not sure what third...
No, like, not, out of the three of us... Uh-huh. No two are the same. Like, no mix, no match uh-huh. is what I'm saying.
And when I think about it, I'm pretty sure that I would agree regardless. Now, I'm not sure what person three is thinking, but I know what me and you are thinking.
Now,
and I'm happy to commit to whatever our third listener is.
I'm going to go further in the meta here, okay? Because uh-huh. mm-hmm. it wouldn't be an ASAP Rocket League podcast if I didn't mm-hmm. do this. I did say, like, I don't know if you want to be associated with that culture, but if I go far enough back, mm-hmm. all right, I'm done. That was a joke for Wabs. There you go.
Do you mean if like Wabs... 40 minutes ago?
No. Okay. I meant within that culture's context of their broader ideology. Anyway, I'm done. I will explain this to Wabs after, and yep. we'll see if Wabs' initial guess was right, is my point.
Okay. Now I don't know if I actually agree with what your thought was.
No, 100% not, because you did not think the same thing I thought.
Okay, we'll come back to this.
But not on the show.
Not on the show.
Speaking of the show, who at this point in Rocket League, yeah, who is the show? Who's the, like, the teams to look out for going forward? What are we, like, what's the next big tournament, Wabs? I feel like I'm lost, you know?
Okay.
I feel like
so
you've
the
been
next big tournament that
stuff.
Happened yes. In history.
Yes.
After that.
Yes.
I think it was the EU one, but, like, it doesn't really matter. With EU generally over the last month.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, give
whether
a recap for us that are ill-informed. Just tell me the things that are happening, Wabs. I don't want to know the details. I want to have a summary.
This is what
here.
I'm trying to do.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Wabs. I will try to listen better.
Over across the pond in the EU side, we have KC domination, except for the one team they've ever lost to. I think they've literally ever lost to. Which was last week, 2 weeks ago? Let me double check the dates. 2 weeks, last week. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. the only team that they've ever lost to, I think, and they've done it twice from my knowledge. Let me just double check this one though, is Dignitas. KC has lost to Dignitas in the past. In a surprising fashion. Oh, they lost to Ninjas in Pajamas once? That's insane. They were not there. That had to be forfeit. I need to check this because that doesn't make sense. Did they actually lose to Ninjas in Pajamas? Hold up. So what do you think about Dignitas? Will I look at this because I need to... They were there.
What do I think of Dignitas?
Yeah, as a team. How were they? How did they lose to Ninjas in Pajamas? What happened? What's going with Hachi?
What do I think of Dignitas?
Do you have thoughts on Dignitas at all?
I don't have any thoughts on Dignitas.
Have you
right
ever
now.
Thought about Dignitas?
I feel like I've not thought of Dignitas in a while. Actually,
what do you think of their new color scheme, actually?
No, this is the thing you have made me think of, because like speaking, these are like old brands. Like Dignitas and Team Liquid for me are old, like essentially esports brands that Dignitas Esports, apparently. They're old like
the
brands. I'm looking for the players, Wabs.
This does he have Jack and Joy is.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's fine. No, my thought is that there's like a Team Liquid thing that came up where there was a player that got banned for what they posted after a game. Mm-hmm. Like the was it Toyota or Sony? Like one of the parent companies that were sponsoring Team Liquid were like, no, we're out. We're pulling all our things because of what the player did.
Wow.
Or they kicked the player. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Something crazy. But point being, that's all I think of. I think of other old esports brand names that either still exist or don't exist anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do I think of Dignitas, the Rocket League team? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was looking at this roster, like 2 years ago, I'd be
okay, but that actually does go to say something.
What does it say? What am I saying, Wabs?
So they were, what would you say about them 2 years ago? Because 2 years ago, I would say that this is kind of a goated roster, like, or it's an underdog roster that I could see easily being a number one.
Like this roster,
Stizzy, Abjack, Jorius, yeah.
I think they destroy everybody.
Yeah. And that there's still a chance here that that's exactly what we might be seeing coming into the future. Because I think Dignitas needed to perform. Like them getting first here guarantees them the spot in the major. Not in the major. In the major. Let me just double check. Not officially, but it guarantees them a spot in the major. Let's be real. You would need the level of run that GK had in the past, and GK is barely in running.
They're in running.
So that could never happen. GK could never do it twice. It would never happen twice. A third time in two majors, like that could never. So Dignitas is very likely in. And honestly,
and they beat
Karmicore,
the team you said that, yeah.
Like, it's an unbeatable team. They're perfect. It has Monkey Moon. Wait, no, it doesn't. Which one is Monkey Moon? Is that Vitality? Yeah, that's Vitality.
I think it's still Vitality.
That's still Vitality. Yeah.
No, Karma Corps is a new unbeatable team, but they're not the Dynasty.
No, it's been the unbeatable team. Sorry, when I was thinking about Monkey Moon, I was thinking about watching them over the weekend and being like, oh yeah, no, it makes sense. The Vitality is like a third or roughly a third in EU because they have to barely make it to major or the RLCS finals, and then Monkey Moon can win because that's what he does every year. Like, he just kind of doesn't really exist throughout the year and then wins. Which he's on pace for. He is on pace for, so never discount a team, Vitality while Monkey Moon is on it. Karmine Core is still the best team in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Dignitas might make a play for this best team in the world. Because so on this stage,
okay,
they've never lost except for to one team.
So what I'm feeling for you, Wabs,
mm-hmm.
is that EU has a solid
mm-hmm.
top 3 to 5. Top three.
It's got a really strong three.
And then Dignitas, it's got an arguable Core, six. Vitality.
Yeah.
There's your
shot. And it's still Karmine Core, Vitality, Dignitas in that order. Mm-hmm. Until we see more from Dignitas, but yeah, it's not a strong, unbeatable number one. It's a number one that bleeds.
That bleeds. Oof.
And we all like know that if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yes.
So that's what really matters. Sorry, that was an ancient reference. So yeah.
Wait, we made that reference? Because, I can get the other reference, but
that's the reference. That's what I mean. Like, it's when even was that? 70s?
If you were throwing a reference from when we said that in like episode 5 of this podcast, I'm like, Wabs, listen, I know you're good. I don't know.
I'm fairly sure we have said it before. By the way,
good at podcasting. I'm sure you've said it.
I'm sure I've said it before. Okay, so that's EU. We have a top one. We have a top three. We have a top six.
Yeah.
And just to round it out, Maze, GK, apparently Ninjas in Pajamas, which I love because that's Itachi, and I will be cheering for them until they lose, fairly guaranteed, relatively early. But I still will be cheering for them. Now on to North America very quickly, where we had a little bit of a change up where our favorites that I have never believed in because it's never shown anything. It's never proven to me that it deserves to see recognition. Say it with me, everybody. RMC, Rattles Magic Bear Cheese, has finally fallen. And when I say finally fallen, I mean they're finally not on a team together. Because Rattles and Justin swapped.
Wow.
And I kind of hate to say it, but like semi-unsurprisingly, Magic Bear, Cheese, and Justin have been a very, very good team. Like, so a really good
actually,
team.
I hear what you're saying, Wabs. I hear what you're saying, for sure.
Yeah, I don't love to say it because I do love Rattles. I don't know if he's still... I don't know when he stopped being at the level of someone that can genuinely compete, and I accept that I can... Feel free to hate me for that one. But yeah, Shopify, which is Rettles' current team, Parth, Two-Piece, and Rettles, like... Parth and Two-Piece have also been, for a very long time, two players that I've looked at and been like, prove to me that you deserve recognition. Because like, you're very, very good, but you've never actually shown results. So I'm never going to believe in you until you get like 2/4 in a row or more, maybe 3/4 or higher. And I could take that. But until then, there's still going to be a top 8, maybe top 12 team. Gen.G though. Magic Bear Cheese Justin. That was a swap. That was a good swap. That was a good choice.
You know what's crazy to me? Like, you mentioning Justin at this point.
I know. He's an old man now. He's like,
but he's
24.
Not. Like, he's actually prime. Like, I think. Yeah. I think he's just been the youngest player of a bunch of players. And it's like, oh no, this is actually prime Justin.
Right? Like, he's 22 like now. He's an old man.
With the most experience. No, he has the most experience, but he's still Justin. Like,
yeah.
So that is frightening and good, I think, for the team overall.
And he's like good presence on the team. He brings good vibes.
Oh, 100%.
He's such a chill, like, oh, I love Justin still. And I'm happy that I can once again cheer for him in a capacity that actually makes sense. NRG is still the best in NA. Again, I'm still mad about it, but we will accept a boring North America while we have to accept a boring North America. And I think that's really it. I'll be honest. Like, Space Station coming second in the most recent one, like last week, I don't even know if I would count that as anything. I'm not going to lie. Like, Scribbles reveal Kofor, you're literally 16 years old. I think one of them's still 15. Let me just double check. Let me check ages. Are any of you an adult?
Wow, Abs. I see some ageism happening right now. I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, one of them's an adult. Kofor is 18 years old as of 2 weeks, so still, 3 weeks ago.
Still a child is what we're
Happy
saying.
Birthday to Kofor, May 12th. Or
a
May
child
2nd.
That has adult consequences now in his life.
Yeah, yeah. But Scribbles is still 15. Like, you know.
I mean, you chose Scribbles as your name. Let's.
And you've had that name since you were 8.
Crazy.
Because, like,
it's almost as bad as choosing Rettles, okay? Or hunting wabbits.
Imagine ever taking that. Like, that would be just so, like, unbelievable. So yeah, Space Station, as always, do it again. Like, you've been second before, you've been first before, and then you drop off to 17th. Like, do it again and I will look at you again. But I need more. I need consistency in my life from anybody that's not NRG. And I would love consistency from G2 or Gen G, but that is not happening because they lost to the boys. Boys did well, though. So coming into this major, well, not actually coming into this major. We have another week of stuff going on, but I actually have no idea who's winning this. Probably Casey, but I have no idea which team.
You're telling me you do know who's going to win this. That's what you're telling me here.
Probably Casey, but I have no idea who's actually, like, giving strong competition. I have no idea who's going to be in the running for this, because, like, technically most teams can still play. Who can't? Yeah, like, I don't even know who's going to be at the major coming into this. Like, I can look at these things and say we have a four-way tie for fourth in NA. How did this happen? Why is there a four-way tie for fourth? Like, this shouldn't be the case. There's three people with 8 points in EU, and that's arguably something that one of those teams can steal the fourth place. Like, there is a run that's possible for someone to steal fourth place right now in EU. Anyone can make NA because NA is a fake region. I don't know who's going to be at this major. Like, I really don't. So I think we're going to find out relatively soon. We'll have, I think, our next episode's a major preview. Isn't it?
Is it a major preview? When is the next episode happening?
I don't know when the next episode's happening, but the
next major is, yeah,
Open 6, 23rd to 1st, and May 16 to 25. So next weekend is North America, the weekend after is Europe, and then that finishes June 1st. if you want to, we could do one before then, or we could just do a major prep, because the major is end of June.
We do need two episodes within the next month, just so we're clear. So we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Hopefully this episode will be out before the end of the month.
I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will. Yes, I do need to. I think that's one thing, like, separate. I think that's one thing we do have to get the schedule back going. I think we have to bulk kind of record some episodes, like, not we're not talking about Rocket League specifically, but like with our Patreon and stuff like that. I think that's our way to keep up, is like have the Rocket League and the ASAP episodes a little bit bulk prepared, and then we can just focus on Rocket League once a month. And I think that's our best way going forward.
Speaking of patrons.
Yeah.
Bringing up a list.
Of course. oh boy.
End of the episode, Shadow. It's been a while.
Yes, the patrons, all of you are actually incredible, and thank you for your continued support. Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Awesomeness, Digital Toaster, Young Slug, and Pop. Thank you so much for your continued support.
If you want to know about the best way or the ideal amount of cookies to eat, that's you can see
the 20-minute pre-show on on maple cookies and their associated risks to how would you even say risk of dissatisfaction from the aftertaste. Feel free to check out our Patreon.
Is there anything else?
Some great ASAP and Friends shows, if I may say myself. We dived into Australian and Canadian politics, along with, I think that was it. I think that was all we really talked about. It's teaching, something about teaching.
I think that was this episode, the Rocket League episode that we've currently recorded. There was probably something about teaching on that, though.
I think there's a little bit of teaching on the last one. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much for your continued support. We'll be around. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. Wabs finally has a computer set up after a couple of months.
Literally a month. It took so
Congratulations on being an official teacher as well, Wabs. I'd like to put that on the show here at the end. Your homework, should you choose to accept it? Let me think. Like, I feel like I really have an opportunity to reach out.
10,000 hours and something by the end of the week. Done.
And if you didn't do it, you don't get a star. It's been a good episode. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.